When the world turns against you, at least there's a backup. Welcome to Fate and Foteen. For those who've joined us for the first time, Fate and Foteen takes place at the turn of the 20th century, where sword and steel meets magic and monsters. We're using Weird Games' Through the Breach role-playing system. I'm your Fate Master, Danny, and today's Fated are...
Jed, as Julius Ignis. Matt, playing Sapper Carlson.
And Nate, as Owen Gunn.
Whether our cast meets their fate, or find themselves in good fortune, we do hope you enjoy today's tale.
Last time on Fate and Fortune, the Fated touched down in their hijacked aircraft just outside of Breachtown, a city in the state of New Mexico, home to the world's most famous phenomenon, the Great Breach. Due to a heavy guild presence, the group came up with an alias to slip past, that Owain is an officer of the Extraordinary Cases Bureau, taking the prisoner Julius Ignis through the breach. Gagged and bound, Julius came across a mysterious woman asking for his aid in locating a ley line convergence point nearby, and felt a disturbing amount of power close to the breach. Join the group now for Breach Town, Breach Down, Part 2, as they traverse the last market, their last chance to stock up on supplies before boarding the train to another world. I'd also like to make a special apology here to Jed. We let things go a bit too far for Julius this session, and while each of us have apologized since, I'd like to take a special moment to mention here. While we want Fate and Foteen to be as accurate to a drama as possible, it's also really important that sessions are fun for everyone involved, and I feel like I failed to support you in that this time. I'm very sorry, and I love you immensely.
So, as you guys are kind of walking around, you see that the market is organized around a central stage, which seems to have some of the more well-known brands popped up that seem to have a bit more of a permanent station. And on one particular one, Owain, you notice that two men are standing on the stage, instantly recognisable from the storm of fronts across both America and England. Clearly, both of them are having some kind of mild disagreement. And these men, of course, are David Abercrombie and Ezra Fitch, heads of the leading outfitting brand for the Proud Outdoorsman.
Okay. Oh, well. Do you know who that is?
No.
That's Abercrombie and Fitch.
Uh-huh.
They like make clothes and stuff, innit?
Uh-huh.
Are they famous?
Yes, people know who they are.
Oh. Does this affect our journey somewhat?
No, not in theory.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if we wanted to, create a diversion, we could just shout, "Oh, look, there's Abercrombie and Finch," and everybody would flock in their direction.
Yeah, that's true. It might be how it goes.
Oh, look, it's those famous clothes makers.
Are you shouting that up?
Oh, look, it's those famous clothes makers, Abercrombie and Finch, right over there.
The two of them look over to you, and you see around you that the crowd looks at you and then at them, nods and passes on. These two are quite, like, they're on the stage, they are there showing themselves, so most people in the crowd are quite aware of them. But they do kind of notice you two because of this. You see Ezra, the slightly shorter one, wave you over and puts on his big showman smile.
Looks like we're going over there then, gentlemen.
Yes, I'm not quite sure. Where's Thomas gone? Tom, you here?
Thomas was with that family, getting their tickets for you.
He's over with the tickets. He's still still getting the tickets. Flipping heck, you've been in that queue for a while.
Yeah, I mean, those guys weren't at the front of the queue at all, and it was quite a slow-moving line, so you expect you're on your own for a bit.
I've just been standing there, sort of gazing off into the distance, sort of looking around at everyone in particular, while Julius has been having a tete-a-tete.
Uh-huh.
Right, you scum, come with me. Let's go introduce you to someone famous. Again, I'm just going to just barge Julius towards them.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So you just march him right up to the front of the stage.
Yeah.
Okay. As you're getting close, you can see that Abercrombie has his back turned to you guys and the rest of the crowd, and he's kind of talking to Fitch, and you can tell he's quite agitated. You're welcome to try and eavesdrop on them or just interrupt them.
I'll try and eavesdrop them then.
Yeah, I think eavesdropping.
Yeah, probably eavesdropping.
So, stealth or notice, either one's fine.
Well, I'll do stealth because don't I have something in my...
You do have an ability, don't you?
Yeah, unimportant. Mm. When this character makes a stealth challenge, I may add half my completed steps in this pursuit.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Do my final duel total. So that means it'd just be minus one, minus two.
I think you also gain another ability from that as well, don't you? Get a positive twist if you're blending in with the crowd, which, you know, there is a crowd around you. I'd give you that. So you want to have a positive twist and plus one.
Oh. Well, unfortunately, gentlemen, I used two high cards.
Red Joker!
Damn. So I've got a 13 total.
Ooh.
Can I try one? Can I give it a go?
You're very welcome.
I'll try and stealth. It's zero. Black Joker.
Wow.
Oh, my day. This is why we have gagged you.
So you two do manage to catch one thing at the very start, which is Fitch's response to Abercrombie, and we'll get into what happens to Julius in a second. But you do hear the very start, which I'm only giving you this because of the Red Joker. Look, David, all I'm saying is we need to change with the times. If we don't start becoming more accessible, we'll be overrun by the competition. If we cater to those who need a leg up, then our sales will boom. That's all you manage to catch before Julius trips on a rock and smashes his teeth on the stage front. Julius, please take...
I've got a gag in my mouth, so it's quite hard to smash my teeth.
No, you're getting like a gag in your mouth, it's your teeth around it. It's like, ah.
Yeah, you're still going to take 1, 2, 3 damage here.
could I have a positive twist from the protection of a Wayne's sock?
No, you can have protected as an ability, as cloth would naturally give you. And this will, if the card that you have is a Rams, prevent you from gaining a critical effect from this.
I'll take that one. There we go.
Okay.
Three.
Three? Okay.
Wait there. I'm going to cheat in. Do I need to put any of my suits to this as well? Is it defense?
Wait. Isn't he rolling for damage here?
He is immediately rolling for damage.
So okay, a three's good. Don't cheat in a high card.
No, I'm not going to cheat in a high card. I'm going to do this. Doesn't the ram stop any critical effects as well?
So the cloth, because you've got the cloth protected, that counts as a ram for this. So that has protected you from a critical effect.
I'll cheat it down even further to a two.
Yes, but then you do take one damage from this. Just as you come down... And you smash your face into this corner of the stage that they're on. And they immediately notice, and Fitch jumps and goes, good God.
Clumsy fool, get up. I'm going to just give him a good kick. And then just wink at Sapper.
You clumsy fool. And Sapper will just try and like kind of hoist him up.
Ah. Yeah, you feel like you were somewhat lucky that you didn't twist in the wrong direction and have your hand sliced off from the garrote.
Wow, okay.
I apologize, okay. Mr. Abercrombie and Mr. Fidge. This poor fool here is prone to such gaffes.
It's no problem. I see he is not a man of quite rapport.
Say that about him.
And Abercrombie nudges Fitch and says, "Is this one of those that you're wanting to sell to then?"
Excuse me, sir. I am an officer of the law.
Ah, my apologies, sir. David Abercrombie, at your service.
A wine gun. I'm just going to wave my pistol.
Nice. Fitch, I'll leave this one to you. And he kind of kicks up a chair and puts it down, sits down and brushes a imaginary speck just off his lapel. Fitch clears his throat, a bit embarrassed by his colleague being quite rude, and pulls up closer to the end of the stage. Yes, sirs, can we interest you in any of our wares today?
Now, see, we're about to travel through to the other side, and I'm quite aware that we're possibly not so well equipped in terms of our outfittings.
Ah.
And I am aware that you are quite a famous person, so I was thinking, like, and hear me out on this, this is a great idea, this could make your business. Why don't we be like your representatives on the other side? See, obviously officer of the law and that, but it doesn't pay very well. But if we were to wear your stuff on the other side, people would notice, and they'd be like, that's pretty fancy stuff they're wearing. I wonder who sells that. Yeah, see?
Give me a convince.
10.
10. He laughs and puts his hand just on your shoulder and says,
I'll tell you what. We can have ourselves a little wager. Just a small game of cards, you see. You win, I'll take you up on that offer. Test my new product, Breachside, and let me know how effective you find them when you come back. Keep the name hush for now, if you don't mind. We choose our sponsors very carefully. Of course, this is, however, provided you win the bet. How much do you have to put on the table?
Oh, yeah, well, how about this? I've got this here prisoner of mine. What will you take him as, like, a wager? I win, you get him. Sorry, I lose, you get him.
I'll be honest, I'm not wanting a prisoner. I'm not into the slave trade.
He's hardworking.
Either way, I don't want a slave.
I think you're being very narrow-minded about this.
I think there's a lot of laws against that.
Are there, though?
He glances around at the, like, police state that you're all in. Yes!
I mean, well, yeah. You believe what you want to believe, and I'll believe what I want to believe.
I'm afraid it's script or nothing, my friend.
Fine, you've twisted my hand, you scum. Okay. I'm just gonna fish in my pocket. Put down 2 scrip. Right.
Wonderful.
Let's see what's this game then?
I don't know if you've ever heard of Blackjack.
Yeah, he's a pal of mine. He used to I used to be a whiz at muggings, that man.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
Little Blackjack.
Right. Well, that aside, and he places down the deck flicks 2 of his cards face up. Dealer's hand, 17. And for this, we can say you can draw from the main deck for the sake of this, and we'll just have standard blackjack rules. So 21 to get over's bust. So 2 cards first.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So you're on 7 total. Would you like to stick or twist?
Hit me.
Okay. Go ahead.
So 4.
4. So that's an 11 total. He looks a little bit worried. Stick or twist?
What is he sitting on, by the way?
He's on 17.
I will twist. Obviously, twist, yeah. Mm-hmm. Twist.
Ooh.
Now, I am going to... So what am I on now, currently?
This would be a 24, so you'd need to bring it down by at least 3.
I'm going... So I'm a 4, 10, 11... I'm going to cheat out.
It's not 24. The face card's a 10. It won't be a 13.
Oh! Yeah. That's a very good point. Thank you, Jed.
No, 13.
That's 21.
I'm on 21. I'm going to stick.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Now I'm about to twist.
Yeah, it's a 10.
Yeah, the guy, Fitch, he starts clapping. And he's like, well, you got me there. He slides over his 2 script. And he also reaches into his pocket and slaps down a pair of knuckle busters.
Well, you've got 21, but he needs to still check if he's got 21.
He's happy to concede.
Oh, okay.
He seems almost as if this was his idea all along, was to show this off, basically. So yeah, he pushes that script back, so you've gained another 2 script net.
Nice.
Which is pretty good. I mean, that's the equivalent of about 40 quid for us, so that's not bad.
Nice.
And he passes this pair of knuckle dusters. Would you like to inspect them?
Do you know what? I would.
Okay, that sounds good. Not like I completely goaded you into that. That's fine.
What?
Any magical skill jewels?
Any magical. Yeah, actually, enchantment. Oh, yes.
Mm.
13. And do I get anything with tomes? Where are my triggers?
You don't have any triggers.
I have no triggers. That's right, I don't.
Yeah, yeah. You flipped very middle ground the entire character creation.
I remember. It's like, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't have triggers.
So what's that total?
That total is 14.
14. Cracking. So you look at them and you can see the inscription on them. And as you're looking at them, you somehow feel what they can do. You can read across them. Obviously, you only see the 4 knuckles for the knuckle duster. On one, it reads O-N-E-P. And the next one, it says U-N-C-H. So overall, it reads one punch. So these knuckle dusters, as Ezra explains, these knuckle dusters each hold a magical skill charge. So it's already been cast successfully, and they are prepared, and they just need to have the trigger released. So on a successful hit, you can expend one charge of elemental weapon for wind plus 10. So what this will mean is when you punch someone, you can activate this only as a one time per knuckle duster to throw the target back 10 yards, no matter okay. what size they are. And he kind of like laughs about it, that, you know, it'll cause an explosion strong enough to throw a bear.
That sounds kind of dangerous, if I'm honest. I'm not sure I want to or much to do with that, but okay.
Fitch leans over the table, all kind of like sneaky and excited, and he says, "They're pretty good, eh? My idea myself, we can imbue weapons with a one-time use of magic power. Surely this is the way forward for all the adventuring folk out there. You know, magic's become such a wonderful part of our world, and we should embrace it. Obviously, not to go too far, that would be dangerous, but for the sake of protection in the wilds. Wouldn't it be just wonderful if we can conquer anything we see fit and protect ourselves?
I guess. I mean, yeah, sure, if that's what you're into.
And he kind of like stands up just at the proposition of someone agreeing with him, even slightly, and basically doesn't caringly, just gets up and starts shouting to Abercrombie, "See! I told you they'd love it!"
I mean, yeah, they could be useful, I guess.
He agrees entirely with me. It's the best thing ever. See, Abercrombie, I told you, sir.
But why would anyone want something that can only be used once and then runs out?
Well, I mean, you couldn't have a magical weapon that will forever stay a magical weapon. You need the magic to be put into it to come out of it, unless you were a spellcaster yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but it just seems a little bit like, I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm happy to take them back then.
I never said that. All I said was there's definite drawbacks.
Yes, well, apologies. Change is a slow thing to turn. I mean, Abercrombie wouldn't even let me imbue one in the first place. I had to sneak this one to our suppliers first. Let alone, you know, trying to find a way to have an infinite amount of spells coming out of any object that we see fit.
Yeah, fair enough. Just as a side note, please, mate, can I see your license?
My license? I am Ezra Fitch. Mm-hmm. My face is up there.
That's fine, but have you got a license to use magic?
Myself, no. But the contractors that I hired to enchant this object, yes. And he does go behind himself and pulls out the papers, because he was kind of prepared for this event, especially from the guild. And slaps it on the table.
Okay, I believe you. Got some sort of paperwork, I suppose. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
He seems a bit disgruntled that you, after he's given you a gift, and he's being met with resilience.
I just don't see how... I expect these are quite expensive.
Well, yes, but this is the thing. It's a trial item. We have to, you know, we have to test with more expensive things for us to prove the way forward. It would become cheaper once we can mass produce. So if the interest is there, then, you know, we can create the supply.
It's true. True, you're right there. Doesn't seem like a massive money maker to me.
Perhaps not.
I mean, it's a nice idea, it's a worthy idea. Could work very well, but part of me just wonders if it's not just, you know, just gonna, you know, people aren't the richest they've been at the moment, are they?
No, that, well, some are doing quite well off, actually.
Yes, but the majority of people aren't the richest, and also are very worried about being caught out and about with magical items, given what, you know, going on with the guild at the moment.
Well, the guild are all right, really. They, so long as the magic's not too out of control, it's perfectly legal. These are the standardized, the Thalarian rules and doctrines that are out there. We keep under that, and we're not going too power crazy. And it's perfectly fine.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Whatever. Yeah. I suppose. Yeah. I guess you're right. But there are. Obviously, people will have concerns.
Yeah, concerns we can deal with our HR. And he smiles at a big toothy grin.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Whatever, my friend, whatever you think works. Yeah, sure. I'm on your side. But I just don't think this is a good idea. But thank you for these. Yeah, they'll be very good. I'm sure they're going to do some practice like punches of the air. Yeah, I'm sure. Of course, I could always just shoot them as well, and I'm just going to wave the gun in his face.
Do an intimidate.
It's not like meant as an intimidate. It's just me just waving the gun.
So I'm but he's intimidated, so do an intimidate.
That's a good point. Oh, yeah, I get 3 to intimidate as well. Ah.
14 total.
Okay, yeah, so 14.
He just goes, yes, good point. Well, I'd best be getting back to...
Sapper's going to put his hand on his shoulder and say, what is your end game here, Owain?
Nothing, I was just showing off my gun. I think we can leave now. Is Thomas...
Yes, where's pertinent.
Where's Thomas?
He's still in the queue. Like, you guys have only been about, you reckon, about 10-15 minutes. The queue was probably about half an hour to get through.
Right. Why don't we find somewhere quiet to take the mask off Julius? I'm beginning to worry he's choking on that blood.
Yeah, does anyone want to do a doctor check on him?
I wouldn't want to touch that sock.
I'll do a doctor check. Yeah, 13.
13, not bad. He is bleeding from the sock, and the sock is now dripping.
That's my sock. He's got blood all over my bloody sock. Damnation. Right. Let's go find somewhere so we can have a look at this poor fellow.
No problem.
I wonder if we've been a little bit rough with it. I think I've got too much into character, gents. I think, Sap, I got too much into the character. I was just, you know, feeling like law enforcement. I had the badge. I did the gun. Makes me feel powerful. I'm aware I'm standing in the middle of a crowd of people waving a gun in the air.
Yeah, you do see a few people ducking out the way. I mean, it's not completely unseen in this town. Especially with the guild usually throwing convicts into the Iron Ram.
So yeah, but you're right. Probably best let's go find somewhere and have a look at this poor devil.
Absolutely. So Safra, are you wanting to go with Owain for that?
Yeah, I'll follow.
I mentioned previously that there are quite a few unoccupied buildings, and it's not difficult at all to find one that's out of sight from any prying eyes. Most of the homes are unoccupied, except by regular merchants at the last market. The level of guild engagement in this space would only favour those in a higher level of society, and these structures are typically quite on the low end, so you wouldn't expect many of those high society members to be buying them up. You check a few door handles until one finally gives.
You're going in there, are you planning to take off Julius's bonds?
Take his bonds off? Yeah, no, I think Owain's just going to take the sock out of his mouth.
Julius, your bloody sock has been removed.
Oh, sorry about that, mate. I got a little bit carried away. Are you okay? You appear to have lost a couple of teeth there. Oh, here they are. They're in my sock. Tell you what. Hold your head back. Head back.
Oh, my God.
Hold your head back. Right.
Do you want to try some aggressive first aid here, Nate?
I'm going to try and just shove the teeth back into his mouth. Like, they're the two front teeth. In my head, they are his two front teeth. And I just want to try and, like, shove them back
in. I mean, I'm telling you now, that's canon.
Brilliant. So I'm going to shove these teeth back into his face.
Okay, you're going to whack them back in. We're going to do this as a really, really bad attempt at first aid. So can you please give me a doctoring check with a negative twist?
Oh, that's a 2.
That's a 2.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's not going to heal him. I'm not going to be a dick and punish you massively for it unless you're proper heal palming it in.
Yeah, this is the thing. I've literally got the 2 teeth, and I'm just going, boom. Like.
Okay, well, you're doing some damage. Can we flip some damage? I want you to be in control of this damage because you are kind of acting for it. And you flip 2 cards, pick the lowest, please.
Okay, that's a 4.
Okay.
And is it plus my AV?
So no, this is going straight on damage. The 8 was your doctoring for,
of course,
attempting to do this. Yeah, I'm going to say that's quite low. You don't manage to nick any major
blood vessels.
Any more blood vessels, yeah, than have already been nicked, and you kind of place them, these teeth, mostly back in place. It doesn't look like they're going to stick there at all. In fact, as you pull your hand away, you feel them jaggle.
Julius, just don't talk. Much, and you'll be fine.
What are you doing? Just go away.
I'm just trying to help, mate. I'm sorry I messed up, and I'm trying to make things better.
There's a reason why you're a lonely man.
I'm not a lonely man. I had a lot of friends before I murdered them all with my
hands. Yeah, there we go. So how about you just leave me the fella?
I wouldn't talk too much, Julius. Your teeth might fall out again.
I can feel that. You're just such an aggressive person.
I'm not aggressive. I'm a lovely person. I'm just not the most graceful.
I was helping you. I almost, if it weren't for that lovely, kind woman, I would have lost circulation to my hands.
Well, you could have told me about that.
I was trying to tell you.
You just need some way of communicating it.
Exactly. Doesn't that cross your mind that I'm trying to communicate to you? Pull the sock out every now and again to check?
I mean, we were in public. I couldn't do that because
there were several places. Oh, you have time to play blackjack, though.
I mean, it was. Look, I got these knuckle dusters called One Punch. See, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
I'm not going to help you, Owen. See, Sapper, he's a lovely guy. A lovely guy. He would never do this. But you're insane. You're
insane. I'm insane.
You just want to do harm to everyone.
I think that's very unjust of you. I got us here without any damage to, no major incidents.
Oh, you almost started a fire. I don't know who's going to... I mean, my love has left me. My teeth is gone. Who cares about my general appearance, babe? But it was I almost died.
Do you know what? You actually haven't got much going on for you at the moment. I think I would just... I'd probably top myself.
I'm almost as bad as you. At least I didn't kill everyone.
I've not
played yet. He's still got his good looks.
That's true. I am a very handsome devil.
I
smile, which the main thing you notice is I have all my teeth.
Sapper, do I look worse than him now? Sapper?
Sapper, please.
I mean, I would not like to be disingenuous and lie to you, so I'm just going to stay out of this.
No, it's just a chef. I look ugly. No, I suppose with my love, my wife dying on me. I suppose I didn't have much need for this face. Well,
yes, always look on the bright side of things.
Well, by guild, I've by the guild. You know what? I'll find a replacement for the teeth anyway, but. I haven't lost too many teeth, haven't I, Sapper? You're a straight, clean man. You know this, you know. Does the rest of the teeth look good?
Yes, they are a marvel to behold.
It was his two front teeth, just...
I heard that's all he wants for Christmas.
I've also heard the same thing.
Yeah, you know, you know what, there's not many great, there's not many great people like you, Sapper, who are out there who, look after a guy. But Next time Owain does this to me, could you please stop him? You know, we need more straight, honest men like you.
No promises. Shall we move on?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you guys are coming back outside, and what's the plan now?
Where's the boy?
He's still queuing.
Yeah, he's queuing. You got about 10 minutes to kill before.
God damn! It feels like we've been hanging around for hours.
Yeah, it does. I mean, when you're in pain and agony and almost dying in this weird place, and the only savior is this lovely old woman who comes to your aid.
Can you each do me a wilderness check, please?
A 13.
9 of rams.
9 of rams. Okay, what's your... have you got any skill things to add for that?
I don't think so.
Wilderness or toughness. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so you're all pretty okay with this. Basically, it's such a sunny, bright place. Santa Fe is completely arid the vast majority of the time of the year, and you can feel this now. It's so hot, and as you were saying earlier, it feels like you've been here for hours, and that really does drag on by this blaring sun above. But you'll manage to resist any of the heat stroke that might have affected you otherwise.
Does anyone else feel this, like this just constant heat? You don't get this in Britain. Maybe it's a lack of blood, but I just feel so thirsty. Has anyone got any water? Or maybe I'm coming down from this alcohol.
I've got this. Yeah, you are actually intoxicated. You were actually intoxicated for 10 minutes.
Has anyone got, like, any water? Oh, my head. What was in that, Owain?
There is a fountain closer into the marketplace again. That people seem to like dip cups into and drink from. Not sure if that's a good thing or not, but they do that.
It's a thing that is done.
I'm desperate. I'm going to go over and just try and dip a cup in.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Nothing immediately affecting you. It just seems like it's... Sapper, can you do me a quick notice check as you guys kind of like walking back through the market district?
Ooh, that is a 3 total.
Okay. Yeah, so you don't really feel it until it's too late, but one of the straps that's holding your robot onto your back snaps and it falls off one shoulder and clatters to the ground and rolls, tripping up another construct that's much larger, that has a big ball body, that's carrying quite a lot of luggage. It trips and scatters all of this luggage everywhere, and as it's picking it up, you see this large ball of steel just struggling to pick up this handful of leather-bound cases. The construct itself is quite familiar to you from the docks of Liverpool, designed to handle luggage from all shapes and sizes. The large ball tends to house a lot of gyroscopes inside to help stabilize itself with such a heavy load. But after this tumble, it seems to fall in multiple directions and can't really get its balance right. There's a flash of dark hair as someone flits up right behind you and halts this bellhop porter robot, removing a panel from its rear and quickly diving in to help replace some wiring that might have gone awry.
Can I try and see what it is that they're doing to the bot?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, you can feel free to get quite a bit closer. You'd have to kind of peer directly in as she's almost entirely got herself inside this massive ball.
Sure, yeah.
She's in there, she's kind of cursing at something that's been knocked out of place and has to wrench and hold it in place while she twists some of the nuts closed so it's stable once again.
My apologies, my bot fell from my pack.
Not a problem.
Is there anything I can do to help?
You see a spurt of oil pop out the back, and she bang bangs it done, pulls herself out of the casing, wipes the oil from her brow, and kind of looks you over. And then looks at the robot collapsed on the floor. Well, not so much of what you can do for me, but what can I do for you? What's wrong with our little patient down there?
I am somewhat of an amateur artist, but I cannot seem to get little K-8s to walk in a straight line.
Oh, okay. Right, no problem. Well, look, to be honest, I've had quite a lot of jobs today, and this thing is tiny. I've already got all the tools I need. I'll just do this one for free for you. So, yeah, that's not a problem at all. Just pop over here, come to my stall, whack her on the counter.
Sure, yeah, we'll do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as you go, you notice that K8 is stuck on the floor a little bit. It must have had one of its limbs kind of wedged under a flagstone on the ground. So it might need to just be pried out first.
Is that going to be like an athletics kind of thing?
Yeah, athletics is fine.
Great. That is a 12 total.
12 total? Okay, yeah, not a problem. So yeah, you managed to rip this foot out by just lifting this flagstone off and tossing it to the side. And you see underneath the flagstone, this charcoal arcane symbols drawn on the underside. You know, this place is so many magical people to and fro, it doesn't really pay you two minds. But yeah, you do manage to get your robot up, replace the flagstone so it doesn't trip anyone else up, and pass her over to plonk on the desk. And you can see this woman is just drying herself of the oil that she's currently got from the bellhop porter, and just prepping her tools for this little piece. Just, well, what happened to this one then?
Truth be told, I found her in this condition. She was in a storage box in the docks in Liverpool.
Poor sweetheart.
Looked like she'd been forgotten about.
Yeah, I'll bet. Oh, and she's just like cooing over this little thing as if it's a small child that's kind of grazed its knee.
Bit weird, like, isn't it?
She pays you no mind. She's quite aware of people's views on how she looks after these little things. She says, well, you say that you're quite an amateur artificer. How about I help show you what to do so you might be better equipped next time?
Well, I would appreciate any help.
Sure, no problem. She gets out this massive case and opens it up, and this is full of all tools of the trade that could possibly be needed, and lays out everything from specialised oils and greases to get the robot to the right level of unstuckedness, and helps to unscrew the overall shell around the limbs to show you what is angled outwards. So what we're going to do here is a thing called a retrofit. So this is how you would remove a critical effect from a robot. She's just going to help guide you with this. So she will give you a +3 to your flip. And if you're using any of the tools from her bag, you also gain a positive twist. So pretty good. She seems pretty up for helping you.
So I will flip 2 cards.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
We'll go for that 12.
Yeah, you will. So you do spend quite a bit of time with it, just going over this robot and tinkering with it. I'm going to leave you there for the moment, just while you're sorting that. But at the end of this, the robot's going to be perfect fine, and it'll even be able to keep up with you.
Beautiful.
Owain, you and Julius find yourselves in the middle of the main bazaar. There are a great many number of items around you, if you would happen to like to take a gander of any of the stores.
I'm just going to look around and see if there's any more respectable clothing, because as we know, my clothes are a little bit worse for wear.
Yeah, not a problem at all. So you'd see quite a lot of not so many mundane clothing. The with Malifaux being known for its let's say, dangerous environment. Most of those items that you would see in the last market are geared around that, so it's a lot more kind of survival gear. You do see a shop, Papa Pierre's Armoirie.
Armoirie,
that's it. Yes, so Papa Pierre's Armoirie. It's filled primarily with firearms, weapons, and armor, but you do get a glimpse of on the models that are wearing the armor, like the mannequins, they also have undershirts on a lot of the time, and new trousers and new socks. Unbloodied socks are for sale.
Do you know what? I can actually do with a pair of unbloodied socks right now.
Could you?
Would, because I've, my, firstly, are absolute mess, thanks to certain individuals.
What?
What now? Anything. Anything about that.
While Wayne's doing this, can I go and look for a, can I ask anyone for, like, a drugstore? Like, drugs?
Drugs.
Do people for drugs?
What? Drugstore. What? Yeah, I'm assuming medical drugs.
Yeah, a chemist. Yeah, you know. I've lost a lot of blood. I just need drugs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's do a social duel of you asking someone then.
I'm just gonna ask someone. I can't see right. I feel my eyes have all watered up from being falling to the floor. Oh my, the front of my face just feels so. Oh.
Give me a negative twist because I think that you are scaring people. To be honest.
Okay, I'm just gonna go up to someone and go, drugs?
Drugs? Double negative, Jed. You're making this worse for yourself. Okay.
Oh, come on. You take my honesty too harshly.
Does he, though, or does he take it exactly as it possibly would be?
I'm going by what people's reaction would be to a man staggering towards them, going, drugs! Drugs!
With his teeth falling out and blood down his chest.
What's the AV? What did you want me to as well? What was it, a social?
This is a social duel. This is going to be convince.
I'm just going to do a whole, hey, you know, drugs? Drugs? It's a five.
It's a five total. Okay. They look panicked and walk swiftly away from you.
No. Oh.
I mean, there's countless people selling all sorts around you.
Can I look for, like, a chemist or someone who does at least some sort of, like, alchemy?
Yeah. I mean, there's loads of chemists around. That's not going to be an issue to actually find one. Just shouting drugs at random people in the street is quite scary, is all.
That's a chemist. Right, I'm gonna go. Can I go into this chemist?
You can go into the chemist. I'm just gonna bounce back to Owain first.
So, I'm just looking for possibly something a little bit better than my brigandine.
Mm-hmm.
And see, is there any? Is there like a guns? So there's the armorers. Now, an armorer, in my experience, doesn't necessarily sell weapons. So he might not sell the ammunition I'm after.
Papa Pierre does. He has got quite a few firearms on the walls, and he has a lot of ammunition. I mean, it's bog standard stuff. So if you're looking for anything special, you may struggle, but anything that's kind of off the rack. What is it that you're looking for?
I'm looking for some ammunition for my Webley Mark IV revolver.
Oh, yeah, you've got a special pistol, haven't you?
I've got piercing bullet.
Yes, so yeah.
Ignores plus one armor on the target. I've only got 8, see?
Okay.
But it's got two in it already.
Right, I see.
Handy.
So, you catch the attention. You don't see any of these in the through the kind of cases. It's got like a crystal glass style top, so you can look into the ammo boxes and see if they've got what you're after. You can't see any there. But Papa Pierre, kind of brushing one of the barrels of a shotgun, pops his head over to you. Anything you see?
No. Well, okay. First of all, you can see I got this, like, my van braces. I've just wondered if you got anything worthy a bit of protection. See, I'm okay. I'm, you know, fairly well protected. I just feel like I could do with a bit more armor if I'm going through the breach, as it were.
Ah, so it is okay. You're going across the breach. You're going to Malfoy. Not a problem, sir. What is it that you're after? Is some proper old-timey fighty armor? And he like clinks onto this piece. It must have clearly from like the 1500s. These old proper pieces of armor.
I mean, probably. Not. I need something a bit lighter for my method of defending myself. Something a bit flexible that can allow me to do a good handspring into a drop kick, yet tough enough to stop a bullet or a train.
A bullet or a train? No. There will not be no train stopping gun out. There is, however, bullet stopping somehow.
Flexible.
And I have a plenty. So he points you in the direction. He has an Aventail, just short, flexible kind of curtain of chainmail that would protect your neck and shoulders. It would look weird. You don't see anyone else wearing this kind of thing. But, it's chainmail. It could potentially help with a bullet. Other than that, he's looking at the things like the full-on breastplate of this 1500s piece of armor that he's showing you, which would be the most likely candidate. They didn't really have Kevlar or anything back in those days, so bulletproofing isn't something that's really been super well invented.
So, you reckon that would protect me from a bullet?
It would protect more than what you're wearing now.
That's true. How much would that a certain item set me back?
An Aventail? 3 scrip for you, sir.
3 scrip? You mad?
He's a good rate.
I'll give you 2.
You give me 3?
Sorry, are we not haggling? I thought that's... I want to haggle.
You want to haggle? With Papa Pierre? Tell you what. You introduce something new to the table, and then we'll talk. I am open to trades.
I tell you what, I have got. I could set you up with a certain number of, a little bit of booze. I know booze is hard to come by in this place. Make you a bit of moonshine.
Moonshine? My good friend, I could go across the breach and find the gremlins. They know moonshine. What have you got on you?
What?
The gremlins. Ah, first time going the breach, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, you'll meet the fellas. Cracking chaps. Absolutely love them. They're, squat ones. They're about 4 foot high, green, long pointy ears. Love their boots. Love it.
Do they know?
Oh, yes. Ooh.
These sound like people worth meeting.
Hey, I think you would get on with them very well, sir.
Yes, I think I... So, where do you go once you get through the breach to find these gremlins?
Ah, you head to the bayou. That will sort you out. It won't be long till you find them.
And I know where that is, or what that is.
You'll know when you get there. It's east. Everyone knows the bayou there. Don't worry, they will show you the way.
That's good. Thank you very much, sir. That's very, very kind of you.
Not a problem.
Gremlins. Right, so what was it? You said 3 script. Here you go, is 3 script.
Mm-hmm.
Because Owain is quite distracted by this talk of Buddhas.
Pierre hands you the Aventail and steps over to the gun counter. Now, my friend, I would certainly recommend you are suitably armed. After all, the best offense is a damn good defense, no? Have you any weaponry at that?
So I'm just going to pull out my pistol and just go, well, I've got this year thing, but I don't really know much about it. I don't know if you know anything about it.
The Frenchman takes the pistol from you, and upon a short glance, his eyes get wider with excitement. Ah, this is a marvel for Wedley Republic. A solid gun in its own right. But, know anything about these modifications?
Not really. It just goes bang. It seems to hurt a lot. Trust me, I know it shot me at least once.
Ah, these prone to misfire, huh?
Nope. No previous owner.
Ah, easy. To the victor called the spoils. Ah, do not worry, I am not here to judge.
Well, quite.
Tell you what, though. That is a rare find. I do like the look of it. It would do me well to have it. So, I will take it off your hands, and in return, I can give you a gun that you can buy bullets for. No?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm a little bit, like, nervous, you know. I want a decent gun.
Yes, no, of course. I mean, I will tell you now that the gun that you are holding was 6 grip.
Really?
Yep. You're welcome to do a scrutiny check on him if you wish.
Quite a lot, isn't it? I do well, is it? That's 11.
He's clearly trying to cheat you of money because, like most guns that he's got, you can see the labels are well above that much. Even for pistols, you know, like the cheapest pistol is 3, the next is 5, and the next is 8. He's trying to swindle you.
I'll be honest. If this is a special find, and you're trying to swindle me.
Ah, you have got me. Of course, it is how you say it, a haggard. So.
Well, okay, fine. I'll take 30 for it, no less.
I mean, that's a bit extortionate.
Ah, you were trying to extort me. I'll extort you right back, buddy. You see if I don't.
I tell you what. You give me that gun, I give you a Collier Navy. Collier Navy is a very well-respected gun. It's not best that you'll ever find, but as Earth goes, it's not bad. And I'll give you 30 bullets.
That's a bit better than what I've got currently. Oh no, but I've got brutal with this gun. Does that have brutal? How much will this hurt if that hits someone?
Yeah, this will hurt considerably. I mean,
will it possibly maim them for life?
I mean, if you shoot them in the head, it'll definitely maim them for the rest of their life.
Yeah. Bit smart of an answer, but yeah, it's true. Can't fault you there, actually.
It's up to you. Is the offer I have.
To decide if it's a worthy offer or if it's just another attempt to swindle me.
You can attempt to scrutinise him again if you wish.
Okay. Well, that's a 4.
So yeah, you can't really glean. You don't know too much about this market to tell if he's swindling you too much or not. I mean, it doesn't feel like he is trying to swindle you now. He seems to have done that trick on you, and now he's just making a sincere offer.
You know what? I appreciate it, sir, but I think I'm going. Leave it.
You're very well. He's on you. Not a problem. Well, pleasure doing business with you anyway.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. It's been good.
No problem. Julius.
Hello.
Julius, you have found your drugstore. And you're staggered in.
Drugs. We got any drugs?
Drugs, we have a plenty, sir. Plenty of drugs. What's the problem?
I couldn't read right. My eyes are watered. Oh, teeth.
your teeth.
your teeth, sir.
Is this a paralysis? Is this a paralysis?
Yes, indeed.
Paralysis?
Oh.
Oh, paralysis. Oh, sorry. I just had an awful, awful, awful day. You know, I just get up to just up on my face and I gagged on my butt and I drink the blood.
Yes, I see that, sir. I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling good.
What kind of painkillers are you after, sir? What kind of drugs is it that you're looking for?
I am a medical. I've done some medical stuff. Maybe 10 milligrams of morphine. That's probably good.
Morphine, sir?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. Or any opiate? Do you have any opiate? Just pure opium, please.
I'll check in the back. Tilly, will you check the back for us, please?
I'm on it.
What? You're not American.
No, sir. The breach tracks are. All walks of life. I'm English, just like yourself.
Where about you from?
Well, the city was London, I'm afraid, sir.
Oh, London. Oh, I thought it was London.
No, you're right, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Tilly, have you got those opioids for the man, please?
Yeah, I'll be able to do it myself.
Tilly, quickly, please.
Oh, it's okay. It looks worse than it is. It's just, I think it's three teeth and I've broken the crown of another. It's been ages since I've done the dentistry stuff. All failed medical professionals become dentists, I suppose.
Right.
Can I use this counter to push my teeth back?
I'd really rather you didn't.
There's a problem, you see, and I can see I'm speaking to a fellow pharmacist here, but when I take this painkiller, I'm going to be very wobbly. So, I'm going to need you to just, if you could just hold me a bit when I inject, when I inject it, and then I'm gonna shove one at a time, okay?
So I really don't feel comfortable with that.
You could do it.
I'm sure you don't have any friends that could help you at all.
Right now, I feel like they'll just do more damage. It's been a tough day, you know. It's been awful. It's coming back again.
So with the way that you're dressed after the night of being burnt alive and burning other things alive and unalive, you kind of don't look like you have a home currently, and this man is A bit worried that you're not going to be paying, and B is concerned about any infections he may get from touching you.
Oh no. Do I notice this? I mean,
you can see he is extremely uncomfortable.
Right now.
He's extremely uncomfortable with the situation. You don't know particularly why, necessarily.
I'm just gonna just grab my wallet out anyway, because this would be a normal time I'd be just off getting the pay, you know, obviously they're trying to get the stuff out the back. So I'm just gonna go to grab my wallet and then just show them as much scrip as I got.
Yes, it's one and one half scrip, sir. If you just leave it on the counter and I'll I'll make this exchange.
My eyes are watering. I think I've had my nose. You know when you punch your nose and your eyes water.
If you could just leave those the paper on the desk, and I will pass you the opioids.
Too, I don't have change. So two.
Don't worry, sir. We should have change. And he takes the half a script and places it back on the counter as well as the bottle of.
I'm just gonna put my hand around the counter to like find it because my eyes are so watered up right now because of obviously when you hit your nose or your face and all your eyes water and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna go and grab, find where it is and find where that coin is and then pull it in and put it in my wallet like very quick as well.
Yeah. No, he's absolutely panicking. He is afraid of your sporadic personality, let's say.
Oh, it's so painful.
Yes. Is would that be all, sir? Please.
Take so. Is this where's the drugs? Where's the drugs?
The drugs are right there, sir. Please.
Oh, okay. Is this coming in and injected? I must have went again. The needles.
It's in a dropper, sir. A dropper.
A dropper? Ah, oh, I haven't used one of those in so long.
Please.
Okay. So I'm just going to take it now.
Okay.
So is this dropper, like, in what form? Am I able to inject it? Or is it more of a, like, rub it into your gums type thing?
Rub it into your gums type. Yeah, okay, yeah. It's like an eyedropper.
I love our knowledge of drugs in this way.
Oh, I know. Me and you, we do love the old recreational drug.
Rub that sugar in my gums. Right.
Just to clarify, yeah, we know nothing of drugs.
No. I do know. What is it? Some diabetics actually, you have to rub jam in their gums when they have hypo. Brilliant. Because it helps restore their blood sugar levels. So, that's how I know of it. Okay.
Yeah, I can see where all this fountain of knowledge is coming from.
Yes, fountains of knowledge. Oh, thanks for the drugs. Can I do it here?
I would really rather you didn't. Please, if you could just leave.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a nice guy, you know. Maybe you could, give me extra supplies if I leave, like medical supplies, because I got loads of blood.
Oh, goodness, sir. Yes, well, are you sure you need them, sir?
Oh, yes, sir, you're a good man.
Oh, yes, okay. And he goes and he takes these medical supplies, mainly just kind of bandages, and throws them across the desk. He doesn't seem to be wanting any payment for them. He just seems to be doing anything he can to get you out of the door at this point.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Oh. Could I have any extra, actually? Do you have any best grip? To get me out, maybe.
I'm afraid I'm going to really have to ask you to leave, or I will have to.
I know, of course. You are a very nice gentleman. And I very much respect what you've done. Yes, I'll administer. Thank you so much. I used to be a med student myself,
Very, very good, sir. Thank you, and good day.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye, Tilly. What a lovely guy. I'm just going to go out and then I'm just going
to... That's about as pleasant as people get to you, to be fair.
I'm going to start rubbing the painkiller. Like, is it in like a liquid jar or like a jar?
Yeah, an eyedropper kind of thing.
Okay. I'm just going to drop some onto my gums and rub it into my gums. Not too much. Just a very small amount as I'm used to like the dosages. And then I'm just going to take each of my teeth and try and shove them back in. And just try and still pass through that pain that I can still feel even after putting this on. But try and literally get the roots back in. As I remembered once from one faint lecture that you shove teeth in early enough, the gums sometimes can still heal. But to pray mostly that this still works.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. You are whacking them in.
I'm gonna think of Dahlia while I'm doing it. and our love that we had, and the life that we could have brought to ourselves. Is it? And then after doing that, I'm gonna cry a bit because I thought Adele here again. And then I'm gonna drink a bit of the opiate to make myself feel a bit better.
Is this literally where we're going to find him? Just crying in like
crying
side
in the middle
street?
Of the street. There are so many people avoiding him. He is in the center of the street, and everyone is hugging the sides.
I used to have teeth. I had a family. I had children. Oh, take it from me.
Sapper, you are still working with the mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
She's still helping with setting up K8, is it? Yeah.
K8, yeah.
You finish up together, and she's just fully happy that someone's kind of taking the time to actually learn the skill that she's so passionate about as well, and apologizes for it taking up quite a bit of his day when, you know, he's planning on making this journey. Passes you a business card for Gardenia and Daughters Mechanics. If you or this little one need anything, just pop on by.
At that moment, you all hear the piercing cry of the Iron Ram's steam whistle, signifying that your long wait was not in vain. The merchants wrap up their conversations and quickly pack their stalls. Those who seemed to do so more hurriedly dug out their tickets to board the ram and began making their way towards the guardsmen in charge of cargo. The rivers of men and women became a sea, swirling in a myriad of colours towards the lumbering locomotive. The queue Thomas was in previously is lost to the ocean, and it would take great effort to find him and collect your tickets. Make haste, dear fated, for the train will depart soon. That's all we've got time for today. Join us next week as the team find Thomas and finally board the train. But will it be as simple as that? Get yourselves ready for our climactic conclusion of Breach Town, Breach Down, releasing on the 14th of March. In the meantime, check out our social media. Hoping to grow this show even further and want to shape it to a community-driven tale. Got a character you're yearning for the Fated to encounter? Or maybe you have an idea of a backstory element we can bring in to really test the group. Let us know. We're always listening. Until next time, stay safe, listeners. No, really, stay safe.